Joining us now in the coach's corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton Head girls track and field coach, Rochelle Tipton. And Rochelle, thanks for spending time with us again this weekend. Very successful event up at South Tama on Tuesday, and girls did great.
Yeah, it was really nice to come off of Boone and really good performances and the meet win there and get the repeat win up in South Tama and get to see not only really good finishes but also just really good performances and some time improvements and distance improvements.
Yeah, you racked up 12 first place finishes. That's got to be a lot. That's almost a record, isn't it?
We had more at Boone.
Oh, did you?
We did, but it's just.
This was a larger meet.
This was a larger meet. There was more teams. Yeah. And I mean, it was not a gimme meet by any means. We definitely knew there would still be teams and at different events that would push us, and that's what they did.
Had a couple of two-time winners too. I believe Tori White won twice in some running events, possibly. And who's the other two-time winner?
Bella Winther.
Well. So, how are they doing this year?
Yeah, they're doing really well. They have, you know, Bella, especially being a senior, has really big goals of how she wants to finish out her career. And Tori just wants to keep improving off of the two stellar underclassmen seasons that she's had. So they're definitely laser focused and wanting to keep doing well.
Yeah. What about the throwing events? Are you seeing some progress there as far as discus?
Yeah, the throwers, it was also nice last night because we got to have everybody get a chance to throw.
Yeah.
But our two varsity throwers with Brooke Jarvis and Addie Hammerly both saw improvements. Addie had a PR in the shot at Tuesday at South Tama, and Brooke just had season best and season each meet she's gone out and thrown farther in the shot, and Addie had a season best in disc and is getting closer to that 100 mark again. And then the other ones getting their first chance really at a meet or a second chance for a couple of them and improved from what they've done. So that's
exciting. Pushing each other a little bit
maybe? Yeah, there's definitely some competition there, which is good for them to keep improving.
Okay. Overall, so far, have you seen the progress that you would like to see in the team?
Yeah, I mean, I got to keep reminding myself that it's still early. I mean, it's going to
does that mean you're ahead of?
We're definitely ahead of maybe not where I thought this particular team would be, but just kind of in general to some of the more recent previous seasons, I think we're doing ahead of the curve, which is exciting. But yeah, it's as fast as it's going to be, knowing Drake's only in a couple weeks, and it is going to go quick, but it's like we still are two meets into the season. And so we got to just keep that drive and keep that excitement going.
As far as Drake is concerned, you think you're going to get some qualifiers for that?
Hoping we can.
Who can you say?
Lauren at the moment is sitting good in the 100. Obviously, she's still wanting to improve her time there and maybe even try and hit that auto qualifying time. 4x1 time is looking fairly decent at the moment. Shuttle is still right in the mix. Right now they're currently in, but it's a tight race in that event. So they're definitely looking to keep those improvements coming in the next couple of weeks. And I mean, they dropped time from Boone to last night, so that was nice to see that they're going in the right direction. And Tori is still going, trying to get in the high jump. So,
how about your relays? Have you been messing around with the lineups very much, or have you been pretty much?
Some yes, some no. Ones like the 4x1, once you kind of get there, you want it to stay the same, but it could still see some changes. And other ones, it depends on what other events you need to try and get times on and see what athletes are doing, how much you mix up and what you try and keep the same to keep the momentum going.
Okay. Do we have a meet coming up anytime soon?
First home meet is the 24th of April.
Okay, so that's
pretty close. In a couple weeks,
So moving forward, stay the course and see what's...
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are looking forward to some good competition meets next week and then getting some good training in. We've got a little bit of a break then before our home meet to get some of that last charge training in and keep going. Track season in high school kind of just goes along and you got to just kind of train through your meets and it's tough, but we get it done.
Yeah, a long break there for a while and it's starting to come up pretty fast again. So, okay. Well, thanks for joining us again this weekend, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you very much.
And Rochelle Tipton, the Newton girls head track and field coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.